Well, efforts to build a version of Google for important food crop genetics are underway in getting the underway after getting the green light from around 140 governments recently. The signatories to the Treaty on Plant Genetics hope to create a search engine-like software that will tackle poverty and hunger in the developing world. Clint Jasper has more.
When people think of genetic databases in agriculture, the famous Svarbard Seed Vault, or perhaps its smaller sister organisation in Horsham, Victoria, spring to mind. That's not exactly what the signatories to the International Treaty on Plant Genetics for Food and Agriculture, called the Plant Treaty for short, are trying to create.
The Svarbard facility is really a backup to the system. Other gene banks will send the seed to Svarbard just as a safety backup. So if you want seed from Svarbard, you won't get it. It's not available to normal people.
Rory Sackville-Hamilton is the head of genetic resources at the International Rice Research Institute, or IRI, based in the Philippines. IRI has made the first contribution to this new genetic index, so I asked how they did that.
Well, one of the key design features of the system is that we're not going to try and copy everyone's data into a big global database. What we're trying to set up is like an index that points you in the directions of different databases without replacing them. Okay, so it's a bit like Google. Google is basically a huge, great index to information that's held on other people's websites.
The main users are expected to be researchers across the globe looking for new genes to improve existing crop varieties.
What most farmers want is improved high-yielding varieties, whereas what we have in the gene bank is generally low-yielding varieties that aren't of much commercial value in their own right. The value they have is contained within certain characteristics that they have that are missing from the modern high-yielding varieties. So we might have sources of disease resistance or drought tolerance or cold tolerance or better nutritional characteristics that you don't find in the best modern varieties. But if you do some crossbreeding and transfer specific desirable characteristics from the old varieties into the new varieties, then you create something that's better than the best. And that is the primary way in which we help developing countries.
Rory Hamilton from the International Rice Research Institute. Australia has played a key role in getting the 139 plant treaty signatories to give the green light for this project. Chief Plant Protection Officer at the Department of Agriculture and Water Resources, Dr. Kim Rittman, says the sharing of genetic information is already helping to improve crops for the world's poorest farmers.
There's this rice variety called scuba rice. So this is like a scuba diver. Normally rice can only handle 3 days underwater, whereas this particular rice that's been developed can last 2 weeks, thus the name scuba rice. And that trait has been shared and bred in to developing countries because the trait came from a rice that was pretty poor, but using that trait was bred into other varieties that have the right sort of productivity and nutritional traits, and helps where you get a lot of inundation, typically in monsoonal areas. So a real benefit for those developing countries.
He says Australia has played a leadership role in getting the project up, with a delegate from the Department of Agriculture and Water Resources chairing the Plant Treaties Governing Body since 2013.
So Australia sees this as really important because we've got national genetic resource centres. So this is where we store seeds of agricultural production crop.
Like in Horsham.
Yeah, there's the grains one in Horsham, but there's also a pastures one in Adelaide. So we have two nodes for the production crops. So we have those. We want to, as part of the treaty, make that the germplasm, the living genetic resources, available worldwide through that database that you referred to. And in return, we get access to the germplasm from other countries. So there's a global sharing of traits that our breeders can use for all sorts of things.
Dr. Kim Rittman, ending that report from Clint Jasper.